Dock workers on the West Coast are back on the job. Longshoremen were dispatched to ports from San Diego to Seattle last night. On Tuesday, a federal judge issued an emergency injunction ordering shipping companies to end their 10-day shutdown of the ports. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Carrie Kahn reports.
Late yesterday afternoon, for the first time in more than a week, union halls up and down the coast began opening their doors for work. At Local 10 of the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union in San Francisco, a dispatcher began calling out work orders. The workers had been locked out of the ports until Tuesday when President Bush invoked the Taft-Hartley Act and when a federal court injunction temporarily opening the waterfront for 8 days. A hearing on whether to grant an 80-day cooling-off period allowed for under the act will take place next week. Mr. Bush's move, the first by a president in nearly a quarter century, was denounced by labor leaders across the country. Jesse Jackson came to the union's dispatch hall in Los Angeles last night to rally hundreds of longshoremen before they headed to work. Jackson says the government's intervention in this labor dispute is all too familiar.
Just as Reagan did it to Patco, Mr. Bush seeks to do it to ILWU. These workers will not submit. They will fight back, and they ought to fight back. It's the right thing to do.
But shipping company officials applaud the president's move and say the act provides enforcement protection against worker slowdowns. Spokesman for the shipping lines, John Patchner, says there's a better chance for a settlement with the government's help.
We want to try and make this process work, and we hope the ILWU approaches it in the very same way.
But union officials say they're bracing for a barrage of slowdown accusations, court appearances, and hefty civil citations. Richard Mead, president of San Francisco's Local 10, says his workers plan to follow the current contract to the letter. That means no more rolling through stop signs or skipping time-consuming safety talks.
We're here formally. We're here under injunction. We got to conform to the letter of the law. Well, so does the company. And we're not going to compromise safety.
One thing both sides do agree upon is it's going to take more than 6 weeks to work through the huge cargo backlog. In Oakland, as the sun was setting last night, the port was slowly showing signs of life. Union Pacific Railroad began hauling cargo containers out of crowded yards, and truckers were humming down the broad boulevards ringing the expansive port. Truck driver Hector Gonzalez says 11 days without pay has been hard on his family.
Pues ahorita pues estamos alegres pues aquí es temporal lo que se ha dicho ahorita que por 80 días, ¿verdad?
He says he's glad to be back at work, but he's worried it's only temporary and that in 80 days he'll be shut out of his job again. That's the sentiment among many longshoremen, but this man who's been on the docks for 35 years and preferred not to give his name says he's just glad to start working again.
I feel good about going back to work. I think we need to go back to work. It's good for the economy. We have to go back to work.
He then put on his hard hat and walked through the gate of Oakland's Berth 67 and quickly faded into the port's bright lights, streaming down on the towering stacks of cargo containers. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Francisco.